News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA, has granted 2 environmental permits to improve the management of the Riverton Disposal Facility. The permits were issued by the Natural Resources Conservation Authority in the categories of solid waste treatment and disposal and hazardous waste storage, transportation, treatment or disposal facility. Chief Executive Officer at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Peter Knight, says the permits require the NSWMA to adhere to conditions on a phased basis.
The authority has approved a 3-phase implementation plan, except that the authority has included some conditions in year 1, and the NSWMA will have 9 months, for example, in which to improve the air quality plan and the water quality management plan and so on.
Mr. Knight was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change is revising the Climate Change Policy Framework and Action Plan Green Paper for resubmission to Cabinet. The policy was approved by Cabinet and tabled in the House in late 2013. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, retired Lieutenant Colonel Oral Khan, says feedback from recent public consultations is being analyzed to determine the recommendations that can be included in the document.
The Ministry is now in the process of going through and analyzing these comments to see which ones we can embrace, and it's a process that we are working on as we speak. Hopefully, it will be completed within this month.
The policy outlines strategies to be implemented in Jamaica that will help the country to effectively respond to the impacts and challenges associated with climate change. Court Management Services, CMS, will be replaced as the independent body responsible for providing efficient and effective administrative and management services to Jamaican courts. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the Court Administrative Division to be established in the Office of the Chief Justice will replace CMS as part of a raft of reform measures in the court system.
The proposed changes will add significant value to the work and effectiveness of the judiciary, will reinforce judicial independence, which is a fundamental underpinning of our system of democratic governance under the rule of law, and will enhance the quality of justice being administered to the Jamaican people.
CMS was established under the Justice Ministry in 2010 to provide the judiciary and the overall court system with adequate administrative support for the discharge of their functions. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is working to significantly reduce the energy consumption for streetlights and reduce expenditure. Portfolio Minister Noel R. Scott says the ministry is advanced in its plan to achieve the reduction.
This will lead to significantly lower streetlight charges. Further details will be provided in the new financial year.
Minister R. Scott was speaking at last Tuesday's sitting of Parliament. And Government Senator Norman Grant is calling for the imposition of a cess on imported coffee as part of a strategy to rebuild the industry. Senator Grant says the coffee leaf rust and coffee berry borer diseases have devastated the industry, resulting in a $10 million loss over the last 2 crop years. He says the suggested levy could be placed in a special fund to be used to rebuild and expand the local coffee industry.
We need a massive resuscitation program for JBM and non-Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee, as in addition to the potential earning, which is estimated at close to $100 million, there's also a local market that values some $2 billion Jamaican dollars, and a large percentage of that has to be imported.
Those are some of the stories that made news last week. I'm Camellia Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
For men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation. paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.